Welcome to a podcast episode of WeProbateFlorida.com. My name is Long Young. I'm a Florida probate attorney, and my offices are in Gainesville, Florida. Today's podcast is based on an article, essentially word for word, with some commentary, of an article that I wrote back on August 8th, 2007. It appears on our website, WeProbateFlorida.com. And it was filed under the category Our Probate Services. The article, again, is titled How to Choose a Florida Probate Attorney. There are a number of ways to choose a Florida probate attorney. Sure, we could sit here and say, choose us, we're the best. But the reality is, we aren't always the best option. For instance, number one, we don't generally do probate litigation, but we might be able to refer you to someone that can. We know quite a few good probate litigation attorneys, within the state. Number two, we can't help you if the probate needs to be opened outside of Florida. And number three, sometimes an emergency petition may require a local attorney in the appropriate county. But recall that for most probate matters in Florida, we can't help. Here are some hopefully helpful guidelines that might help you make your selection. Number one, do not lawyer shop by price alone. Sure, we know you have a choice, and we appreciate, all of our clients that have retained us for the right reasons. And this is the single biggest mistake you can make. Price has its place in the overall criteria, but it's not necessarily rooted in the old adage, you get what you pay for. Just as a side note, you may pay, you know, 10 times, 3 times, 5 times as much as the next guy for an attorney who, you know, charges a heck of a lot, but spends maybe 10% of his time or her time on the case and really just farms it out to paralegals. Administrative staff and, you know, other assistants who aren't really well versed in probate. Don't get me wrong, paralegals are very, very knowledgeable, can be very knowledgeable, and they're the heart and soul of most law firms. And without them, many attorneys would crumble under the pressure. That said, if the attorney's only going to sign off on the pleadings and petitions without truly reviewing them for accuracy, grave mistakes might be made which could throw a wrench in an otherwise simple probate case. Number two, you don't have to use the attorney who prepared the last will and testament. As detrimental as this may be to our practice, the reality is that just because a particular attorney prepared the will, this does not mean that attorney must handle the probate. Although the person who wrote the will may expressly request this in their will, the enforceability is questionable and beyond the scope of today's podcast. Number three, do not assume that all attorneys practice Florida probate law. Yes, all Florida bar licensed attorneys are presumed competent to handle any kind of case, but would you want a heart surgeon tinkering around in your brain? Probably not. Probate is not, I would say, it's not a specialized area, but it's got its own section in the Florida bar in the Florida bar, and it's an area with a lot of depth and a lot of pitfalls, so to speak. Number four, how accessible is the attorney? Well, you shouldn't expect every attorney to be available at your beck and call. I suppose no one expects that anyways, but you should be able to reach the attorney without a constant firewall of phone attendants, paralegals, and administrative assistants. You might want to ask, are periodic phone consultations just part of the hourly fee, or does the attorney truly value the client interaction? Well, phone tag gets old, and you might want to find out if the attorney is willing to communicate with you by email. On a side note, at our firm, we have recently begun to implement Basecamp with some of our clients, and they just love it. Basecamp is essentially an online, very dynamic project or case management system. It allows us to convey a lot of information in a very organized way to our clients. It sort of uses like a conversation or a messaging system, or like a kind of like a forum back and forth with the clients and with the other assistants that are working on the case. And you can upload files, and it's the best. And again, our clients really love it. If you want to read more about Basecamp alone, it's www.basecamphq.com. HQ, kind of like headquarters. In any case, number five, is the attorney hoarding information? Well, if the attorney is tight-lipped about your case, it's probably because he or she is either holding out until you sign a retainer. Sometimes attorneys will do this because they know that the clients are lawyer shopping, and again, it happens. You should rely more on what the attorney, how knowledgeable the attorney sounds, rather than just price. And quite frankly, a lot of people will just call and just try to squeeze free legal advice out of you. We happen to offer free consultations for probate matters, limited to a half hour, but that's usually enough to get most of the information through. The other reason is the attorney might be tight-lipped because they're concerned about malpractice. And you know, giving free advice over the phone, however altruistic or good-natured, can get attorneys in hot water with the wrong prospective clients who want to use an attorney to sort of bail them out of in a situation, but and say they're relying on that attorney's advice. Well, you know, 9 times out of 10, they've misheard the attorney, they've misunderstood the attorney, and the attorney can't really be held to that kind of a standard, or otherwise none of us would ever take any free phone consultations. In either case, there's always a bit of standard information that can be released to help a prospective client understand the probate issues that are inherent in the case. No one is entitled to free legal advice, but if the attorney is unreasonably tight-lipped about even the most general concepts of probate in Florida, you may be in for a very quiet relationship with that attorney. Lastly, don't go digging for information only to take it to the next attorney. That's tacky, and attorneys know when you're lawyer shopping. If you're the personal representative or executor of an estate, you are probably required by statute to hire an attorney anyways, so I suggest you choose wisely. You know, get informed, read this blog, or read our blog, and then choose your attorney the right way. It will facilitate your working relationship with the attorney, and you'll be happier in the end. I just can't stress that enough. It's very important that price be a factor, but not the ultimate factor, the ultimate criterion. I thank you for listening to today's podcast, and if I can be of any service, or you're just looking for more information about Florida probate, visit us on the internet at www.weprobateflorida.com or give us a call. Thank you.